When we talk about the word love, it encompasses many things. Love is defined as a fond, deep, tender feeling,
a deep and ardent affection, a passionate affection and desire, an intimate relationship between a man and a woman, and the condition of being closely tied to one another by faith. But how do we measure love? Everyone knows the basic mathematical equation for volume is length times width times height. But when we are talking about love, in particular God's love for us, it goes further. It goes to another dimension, the deep dimension. Have you ever thought about what you would be willing to sacrifice for the ones you love? What lengths or depths would you go for the ones you love and care about? Are you willing to sacrifice everything you have, even your life, for the ones you love? The science fiction movie Interstellar, starring Matthew McConaughey, is set in the year 2060, and Earth's future is grim. McConaughey stars as Cooper, an ex-science engineer and pilot turned farmer. Cooper is asked to go on a daring mission, traveling beyond our current galaxy to find a new home for Earth's population. Cooper decides to go on the mission, risking the chance to never see his children again. Cooper has a very close and loving relationship with his daughter, Murph. Cooper promises his daughter that he will be back and gives her his watch. Cooper leaves and goes on the mission. The mission goes awry, and due to mistakes made by the crew, 25 years pass. Murph, now 35 years old, is a scientist. The Earth is being ravaged by natural disasters and fire. Yet Cooper finds a way to communicate with Murph through the watch he gave her. Murph looks at the watch, and the watch hands are moving in Morse code fashion. Murph realizes her father is communicating with her from another dimension. The communication is successful because the bond of love between father and daughter is great and does not pass with time. With the information Cooper sends her, Murph is able to figure out how to save the people on planet Earth. The bond of love between God and every single one of us can be great if we allow it to be. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 19, the Bible states, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. I pray that he may grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the power in the inner man through his Spirit, and that the Messiah may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and firmly established in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length and width, height and depth of God's love, and to know the Messiah's love surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." The deep dimension that Paul explains to us is through our belief in the Lord. Jesus is with us wherever we go, even when we can't see or hear him. It is this power which allows us to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. By being rooted in Christ and knowing his love, we are then filled with all the fullness of God. This fullness gives us an inner strength with insightful understanding through spiritual excellence via the three persons of the Trinity, Spirit, Christ, and God the Father. But what is this love? Can it be defined? Paul personifies love in 1 Corinthians verses 4 through 7. The Bible states, "Love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, is not boastful, is not conceited, does not act improperly, is not selfish, is not provoked, and does not keep a record of wrongs. Love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things." God's love is understanding. When we are blessed by God's love, it is the fact that God recognizes our spirit is in need. While blessings can sometimes be physical or outward in nature, most blessings are spiritual. God's love also is not giving us what we want, but what we need. As the song says, there is power in the blood of Jesus, and that power is radiated through all of us with his love. Even in times of despair, God's love will shine through, as told by the last two paragraphs of the story Footprints. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I have noticed during the most troublesome times of my life, there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, my son, my precious child, I love you and would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. The Lord is here, is there for us and here for us in good times and in bad times. His love for us is unconditional and overflows in those who believe. Looking further at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 through chapter 4, verse 2, it tells us, now to him who is able to do above and beyond. All we ask or think according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in church and in Jesus Christ to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Therefore, I, the prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk worthy of the calling you have received with all humility and gentleness, with patience, accepting one another in love. Paul prayed that God's glory would be abundantly proclaimed by Christians everywhere by knowing that God is love. Since the beginning, it is God's people who make up God's church that will bring glory to God forever and ever by spreading the love of God. Certainly, this is the way I have come to know the Lord and Savior. For many of you who don't know, I was saved and immersed for the cleansing of my sins when I was 34 years old. At that time, I was married. I had and still have a beautiful and loving wife. We had two small children then. I had a good, stable job, but I was empty. Something was missing. I knew I needed something more. I kept pushing God away, but he must have had plans for me because he kept putting believers around me. Not only for a short period of time, but for a period of years. These believers showed and helped me, literally, to understand the kindness and power of God's love. These believers did not push God's word on me, but were quick to show me how God's love could give me answers to the questions that I had. It is through the work of many Christians that I have come to be a believer. Some of the people who helped me may not know the influence that they had on me. In the end, the power of God's love came to me via his believers and his church. After Denise and I were saved, the Lord has continued to bless us as we have had two more children and now grandchildren. God tells us to seek him so he can pour out his love on each of us, and we can do more than we ever thought possible. When you start with faith and gain speed with love, then you end up shooting beyond the deep dimensions of your imagination. With the worship team coming up, let us pray. Dear Lord, please bless this church. Please help us to ensure that we bring glory to you by the spreading of your love. May each and every believer understand the unconditional love that you have for each of us, as well as the profound depth of your love. You sent your only son, Jesus, as a sacrifice to die on the cross for our sins. The sacrifice is a sign to us about what lengths our Lord is willing to go for all of us who believe. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.